one of the common themes of successful stocks is innovation. IBD founder Bill O'Neill found that new products, services, or even new management could advance a stock's price and generate profitability. Enter Amit Walia. The tech veteran took over as CEO of the data management firm Informatica back in 2020 and guided the company through a transformational period which saw it return to the public market in 2021 and a strategic shift from on-premise computing to a cloud-only subscription business model. And so far, these strategic changes have paid off. Informatica stock has climbed roughly 100% since April 2023, and cloud revenue has become a bigger contributor to top and bottom line growth. The company sees itself as a significant beneficiary of the AI wave. Last year saw the launch of new AI-powered tools, including ClairGPT, to capitalize on the artificial intelligence tailwind. And Informatica boasts a growing list of partnerships with key industry players, including Microsoft, Amazon Web Services, MongoDB, and Snowflake, among many others. On this growth story spotlight, Informatica CEO Amit Walia gives us details on how the AI megatrend is boosting cloud computing growth and why being the Switzerland of data is helping the company stand out in the competitive data management landscape. Amit, thanks so much for speaking with us today.
Alexa, great to be here.
Now, I want to start by taking a look back at 2023. Informatica really outperformed on both top and bottom line guidance. So do you see that performance continuing into this year? And if so, what would be driving demand?
I think, Alexa, 2023 was a great year for Informatica. And if you step back and look at the foundational tailwinds, it's basically digital transformation and now GenAI-driven digital transformation basically gaining more and more momentum. And of course, the critical part of that becomes managing your data. And that's what we do. We are the only data platform company, data management platform company. We are the only one with the best products in the market. And that has fueled driving transformation for customers like Gilead, Royal Caribbean, Paycor, and our platform intelligent data management cloud has been growing, helping our customers accelerate in the world of AI powered digital transformation. And that allowed our cloud business to grow at 37% year-over-year growth, which was ahead of what we had guided the street. And of course, as you said, exceeding our bottom line margin and cash flow trends as well. So we find ourselves in a great place and look forward to this year being, same tailwinds and helping us drive value for our customers.
And what business segment would you say maybe will see the most impact from that revenue growth?
Well, look, we are very diversified. So whether it's financial services, healthcare, pharma, retail, manufacturing, you pick it, we're global. And we serve 5,000 customers across the globe, across all verticals. So we are seeing digital transformation clearly becoming a thing across all verticals. Now look, some were ahead of the others. Financial services were very gun-shy to go cloud first, public cloud first. So obviously they have picked up a lot of momentum in the last few years. You would argue retail was much further ahead because us consumers have driven that transformation. But I see across all verticals right now, especially AI, that's a big thing for everybody to drive value.
And you mentioned some of your enterprise customers, and I'm wondering, because we saw maybe a little bit of a defense mindset when it came to cloud spending. And I'm curious to know if you think if some of that pressure is maybe easing, and if so, what do you see your customers really putting their money towards when it comes to cloud compute spending?
So big shift. I would say 2023 beginning, you could say that customers were a bit in defense mode. Everybody was trying to figure out the year. We'd all finished 2022, and there was obviously a lot of baggage from the past couple of years. 2023 was a lot of defense, productivity, help me figure out managing my cost. So that was the mindset. I would say over the course of the year, clearly a couple of things happened. People are looking for automation. People are looking for productivity, for sure. But the mindset is now shift toward what I call revenue generating, more transformational initiatives that are more growth oriented. Now, think about it, whether I want to grow into a whole new market, whether I want to basically acquire a whole new customer segment, whether I want to manage churn so I can create profitable growth. I clearly see that. I also see, in the terms of growth-oriented mindset, Gen AI investments. Very early in the world of enterprise segment, but clearly people are putting their bets at, hey, we know we need to do something, so let's begin somewhere knowing that it'll take many years to get to what the full value of Gen AI is.
Yeah, and talking about those generative AI investments, because I saw a very interesting quote from you in a profile in our sister site, MarketWatch, saying that, you know, it's both overhyped and underestimated. And I'm wondering if you can expand a little bit on that thought, especially when it comes to spending in this area and why you think it's critical for that growth.
Yeah, look, I'll stay by that. Look, I've seen many technology trends come and go, and many also cement themselves, whether it was the early dot-com, the social, the mobile, the early cloud. I think any new technology in the short term definitely gets overhyped. Nothing wrong with that. That's how it goes, because we all want a lot more from it sooner. And in the world of Gen AI, I think it was even more pronounced because all of us as consumers can go out and do many things with Gen AI today. But in the enterprise world, it becomes a little bit different. Because, you know, you can run a small experiment, but when you think about operationalizing it, you have to make sure it's the right data, good quality data. Is it governed? Is the ethics of that managed? What's the risk of it? So it will take a little bit of time. So of course, I think in that context, it's more overhyped now, but clearly underappreciated for the long term. The value creation for that is very high. And I'll give you a stat. In the world of digital transformation, our cloud platform, IDMC, you know, we run 86 trillion transactions a month, and it's growing 62% year over year at the scale we are, and we're the number one platform company across the globe. And I can see, as I see customers experiment with CLAIRE GPT, our AI, and the Gen AI, that what they're going to do with that, that's going to only grow that usage of the platform. So I think we're in the very early stages, and I see more and more happening in the future.
And you mentioned how crucial that data management is. And in recent earnings, you said you really pride yourself on the fact that Informatica is kind of the Switzerland of data. And I think investors have come to really see how important building these ecosystems are, especially in the age of AI. So I'm just wondering, what are some of your key partnerships and where you see yourself kind of fitting into this competitive landscape?
That's very important to us. And if I step back, look, we have three-pronged, you know, strategy. Build the best products, and we basically have the best products. Look at any Magic Quadrant and any Forrester Wave. The only AI-driven platform, IDMC, I talked about that. And the third one, the one that you asked, is we want to make sure that we have the Switzerland of data in this multi-vendor, multi-cloud, hybrid environment that enterprises live in. And that's what our customers come to trust us for. Their infrastructure is fragmented, very fragmented. They're on all the hyperscalers. They're using multiple data clouds. They're using many databases. They have hundreds of apps. But if you think of what the value becomes, is that pulling data from all of them, which is all sitting in different formats, making sure it's of high quality, and then making sure that as you start using it to drive business value creation, then you have the right governance and the right logic on top of it. And that's incredibly important for us. Hence, we partner very closely with all the hyperscalers, AWS, Azure, GCP, or it's Snowflake or Databricks, both from a technology level, deeply integrated, as well as from a go-to-market level, so we can create value for our customers. So that's a very core part of our strategy.
Speaking to that and integrity of the data, because I think we've seen this conversation become more important as we talk more about these LLMs and how they're trained. So is this sort of a state of neutrality then? Do you see that as a competitive edge then for Informatica in this regard?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Our customers depend upon us for that. And to give you a sense of the scale of this neutrality, we connect to anything and everything. I say from the mainframe to the IoT and everything in between. Today, we have 50,000 plus connections. And our connections are not just pulling data from point A to point B. You know, just like Google indexed the World Wide Web and basically created the metadata repository of the internet within Google, we are doing the same thing for enterprise data. So through our platform, we're basically bringing the entire metadata of an enterprise together so that they can then get what I call truly intelligent insights. So that neutrality is incredibly technically important, incredibly business value important. And by the way, it's not just these technical hyperscalers. The GSIs have built practices around us so they can help large customers accelerate sooner, faster, and create value faster for them, leveraging IDMC from Informatica.
And I think when it comes to investors, you know, there is this talk about AI generating a lot of value, but I think there's also a lot of questions on how that value is going to be monetized. So I'm wondering if you could maybe share a little bit of some of that monetization strategy and how you see maybe AI fitting into Informatica's financials.
Look, we are at the very early stages of Gen AI. And I think if you cut the stack by three, Right now, we are seeing the build-out happening. So it's the infrastructure, it's what I call the storage, networking, semiconductor, that part of the stack is the build-out is happening. I call it the freeways are being built. Just like back in the days, the freeways were built in the US and it incredibly created commerce and created huge value for the country. Then the other two layers, which are very early, is the infrastructure layer where data becomes very important. Because on this layer, something has to work. Something has to create value. And on top of that, we'll set applications, as always, because applications are the last mile. And I think those two layers are still in its very early days. And in the layer of what I call infrastructure, data infrastructure, where we sit, incredibly important, because I think in the world of AI, I use this phrase with everybody. Everybody's ready for AI except your data. Every boardroom is talking about, hey, how can I get good data quality? How can I get governance of data? My belief is that data management will become a business process by itself, because unless you get, like I said, that estate correct, you're only going to be garbage in, garbage out. The models don't create value by themselves. They create value by putting in holistic data, good quality data, and then democratizing those output to make sure that with the right governance, you can create value. That's what we do for a living. So I think that layer is just getting started. And in that layer where we sit, the scale of what we have, the partnerships, the innovation, the platform, the Switzerland of data approach, we look at that and it places us in a very unique place of being the number in that market and helping our customers scale with us a lot faster.
Now, as you mentioned, a lot of companies are having these conversations. And to that end, Informatica surveyed over 600 global data leaders to learn more about AI use cases and some of their approach. So I'm wondering, what were some of the big takeaways of that research for you?
So the CDOs are an incredibly important persona for us, and we work very closely with them in terms of thought leadership, in terms of value creation within an enterprise. So we, as you know, we have a lot of CDOs part of our advisory network and we run surveys. And you know, a few things came out. Everybody, basically, when you ask, wants to do something with GenAI, almost half of them are doing something. But clearly, all of them also signify that it's a huge challenge. To get it operational, they need to get the data state right. And obviously, it directly comes into the kind of things I talked about earlier. Second thing is, they all want faster time to value. They all want productivity, but they don't want to create risk for their enterprise. And that's another thing that we see. And clearly, they basically, ultimately, they are in a fragmented state. They want help to simplify the data estate, make sure that they don't have to worry about dealing 30, 40 things, becoming an integrator themselves. They want to basically have a platform that they can gravitate towards so that they can do things faster, but in a much more productive, safe, ethical way.
So then what do you see here then as the opportunity, perhaps for some solutions to really capture where we're at right now?
Look, I think in the early stages, I believe that we are looking at a world where data-driven apps are going to actually become a reality. I think there'll be many, as we've seen when the word cloud came by, it completely disintermediated and you saw how much innovation came by. I think we are seeing the bottom of the first of that for the other two stacks. Right now, only the freeway has been built. I fully expect, as I said, data management will become a business process, just like HCM, ERP, whatever it is, so that organizations can clean their estate. And I also see that there will be very AI-centric unique applications. And I also see that there will be tremendous fragmentation of models, because everybody would like to create what I call unique models. You know, we talk about large models. I think there'll be need for medium-sized models, small models, unique industry models. So there will be a lot of customization in models. We are doing that too. We support a lot of the LLMs, but we have created our own unique models to make sure that model is trained for data quality. This model is trained for data governance so that we can bring the best of our IP through those models. So I expect a lot of innovation that happening. Again, as I see, bottom of the first, that's where we are in this innovation curve.
What then would you say then is maybe the biggest strategic priority for the year for you and Informatica?
Well, for us, look, we're a cloud-only company, and we bet all our energy in making sure that we innovate first. We have three pillars. Innovate, make sure that we have the best technology. And in that, one of the areas where we bet very highly on is our AI engine is called CLAIRE. CLAIRE Copilot is already live today. CLAIRE GPT is in private preview, going live next quarter, which is almost there in a couple of weeks. And we have 250 plus customers in preview, creating tremendous value. That GA, driving the GenAI roadmap from us, is an incredibly important part of our strategy. Of course, making sure on the second part, customer centricity, our customers can get value from that technology. Technology for the sake of technology does not create value. So very focused on that part of it. And of course, we'll never forget, it all begins with people. We're a very values-driven company. It's people that make that happen. So we're focused on this trifecta. Pretty excited about where the year is. In fact, I'll plug in. We have Informatica World, a user conference coming up in towards the end of May. You'll see tremendous amount of innovation showcased there by us, our partners over there, thousands of customers. So anybody wants to come there and see the innovation, they're more than welcome.
Well, Amit, thanks so much for speaking with us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Alexia. Pleasure to be here.
Growth Stories is a production of Investors Business Daily. I'm your host, Alexis Garcia. We'll see you next time. This podcast is for informational and educational purposes only, and nothing should be construed as a recommendation to buy, hold, or sell any securities. Be sure to consider consulting with your financial advisor before making any investment decisions.